The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Gruber, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Welcome to SEC Pigskin Picks. I'm Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Coach, we were 7-0 last week, making a 75-15 on the season. What about that, Coach? Coach?
Oh, sorry, Professor. I was just thinking about how I might... What was that? What happened? What's going on?
The lights just went out, Coach. I'll go check the...
No. You stay right here.
You're scared of the dark, aren't you, Coach?
That's ridiculous. I ain't scared of anything.
Well, then why are you sitting on my lap?
Shh! What's that?
It's coming from the back room. Probably just a mouse. Be a man, Coach. I'm going to talk about a game. 2-7 Kentucky visits Vanderbilt on Saturday. The Wildcats surrendered 48 points to Missouri last week while only scoring 17. In the game, Kentucky lost yardage on 11 plays. They were sacked 7 times and gave up a fumble. The Wildcats controlled the ball for more than 37 minutes, but in a scenario all too familiar for Kentucky fans, Bob Stoops' team just couldn't put points on the board. Meanwhile, Vanderbilt notched a huge win over Florida in Gainesville last week. It marked the first time the Commodores have beaten both Georgia and Florida in 60 years. It was another signature win for Coach James Franklin, who saw his team put up nearly 350 yards offense. However, the rushing game is still a concern for Vanderbilt. They only ran for 39 yards in the game. Vandy can become bowl eligible with a win on Saturday, and that's just what will happen. The Commodores take it decisively.
Thanks, Professor. When do you think the lights are going to come back on?
Think about football, Coach.
Alabama stayed perfect after manhandling LSU last week. Meanwhile, Mississippi State fell on the road at Texas A&M. The Bulldogs would love to upset the Rolling Tide, but it's not going to happen. Now, Florida is in danger of not going to a bowl at all this year. Of course, injuries have riddled the Gators, but that loss to Vandy is unacceptable. And it won't get any easier Saturday when Steve Spurrier gets revenge on his old team. South Carolina will pound the Gators. Of course, what would college football be without a slacker game? This week, it's Ole Miss taking care of business against Troy. Well, that only leaves one, so let's take a break. Try to get the lights back on and join Shelley Sizemore, who is on her way to Auburn, Alabama, from Auburn and Georgia.
The other day, I saw a boy wearing a T-shirt that said, "Eat more mullet," and had a picture of a mullet. You know, the fish. Well, if that wasn't bad enough, he also had a mullet haircut that was just plumb awful. I can't do a thing about a bad haircut, but I can do something about a bad T-shirt. I sent him to www.beaverdamusa.com for some official Beaver Dam apparel. Oh, I hope he went.
Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
Welcome back to SEC Pigskin Picks in the Dark. Normally, we'd be joined by Miss Shelley Sizemore, but she's not answering her phone. Oh, what was that? Somebody with a flashlight. Call 911, Professor. Who's there?
It's me, Coach.
Shelley, what are you doing here?
What am I doing here? The question is, why are you sitting on the professor's lap?
I ain't.
You're scared of the dark, aren't you, Coach?
Why does everybody...
I told you I was installing a burglar alarm this week. Are you crying, Coach? Oh, look what happens when I hold the light under my chin.
Shelley.
I'm the leprechaun.
Shelley, don't do that. Stop it. Talk about the game.
Well, Georgia and Auburn despise each other. They have for years, and that just makes the game more meaningful for both teams. Auburn had a statement game in Knoxville last week by scoring 55 on Tennessee. The Tigers' special teams truly were special, returning both a kickoff and a punt for touchdowns. Against the Vols, Auburn rushed for 444 yards. In fact, they're ranked third in the country in rushing with 320 yards a game. The Tigers are fast, and we all know speed kills. You okay, Coach?
No.
Meanwhile, Georgia improved to 6-3 by pounding Appalachian State 45-6. Bulldog quarterback Aaron Murray continued his stellar career by setting the SEC record for touchdown passes. Todd Gurley looked solid with 75 yards on 13 carries. And the Bulldogs racked up 568 yards of offense. Everybody thinks Auburn will win it. And so do we. The Bulldogs can score points, but they can't stop Nick Mosher and the surprising Tigers.
All right, Shelly. Well, that does it for SEC Pigskin Picks. Hopefully we'll get the lights back on and be back to normal next week. In the meantime, visit BeaverDamUSA.com and follow us on Twitter at BeaverDam Tavern. Now give me 20, slackers.
Oh, no, Coach. My flashlight just broke.
Stop it, Shelly.
No, it didn't really.
Turn it back. Just turn it back on.
Coach, you're funny.
Shelly.
Coach, where are you going? Oh, no, Coach. Don't do that. It's even darker outside.
Well, I'll just stay in here.
This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.